A latest survey suggested that Chinese internet users are willing to pay for quality contents online. Concert ranks the third highest of all online video categories that they're willing to pay for after the latest blockbusters and classic movies. So do you think that it's kind of unexpected to say that people are willing to pay for things and concerts as well?
Well, that's sort of thinking that there are extremely low expectations of Chinese people actually willing to pay for IP.
Yeah, you guys are cheap.
That's not true, as it
and
seems...
And pirates.
Well,
you
that
steal
is,
everything.
That is not
that's
true.
It's a repeated argument, which is not true.
Yes, as this story can sort of support my argument. So it seems like out of the 4,338 valid responses collected online, 19% say that they're willing to pay to watch concerts online. And they're not saying that they want to, but...they are not against the idea, I suppose. And after a latest blockbuster movies, that's a 43% of people willing to pay for it. So still, we found that these are some younger people who are interested in such an innovation.
Yeah, no, I think it's really funny because the headlines for this story is saying, you know,Chinese netizens willing to pay for concerts online, when actually when we look at the survey results, it was only 19%, less than 20% of the respondents to this one survey were actually willing to pay for concerts after movies. The overwhelming majority of people are willing to pay for movies, which I think makes a lot of sense. And also, it's an easy thing to say yes to, especially since almost every single video on demand platform here in China already offers such a service. And so, I mean, I think that I have to wonder exactly how representative this survey actually is. And also how representative the headline is of the actual situation. All that being said, I think that we are seeing a bit of a reverse in the cheap is better, the free is better. You know, I am not going to pay for anything online mentality that has been a staple of the internet in general, not just in China, but all around the world. And we're seeing that in different ways. I mean, especially in the United States and the UK, we're seeing it through more enforcement and basically the illegalization of pirating software, movies, IP, and things like that. Here in China, what's happened is just is that services that were once free are now becoming paid. And so people have become used to that. And also what you see is are value-added services. And so, you know, I can go on to Sohu and watch my favorite TV show right now. But if I want to watch Spider-Man, I have to pay for it.
Well, yeah, and I think online viewing of concerts is a pretty new idea because usually we're used to paying to see concerts. And I think watching movies and TV shows is sort of a different story because people are already used to watching all that stuff online. And here, actually, Wang Feng, he's probably reached the headline, I don't know, finally, and he's actually shown that...
Isn't he pretty popular?
I suppose among some people.
Not you?
Well, I mean, his girlfriend is hot. Anyway, so his concert just seems to be pretty popular amongst those who are actually willing
because
to pay to see it online.
There.
I don't know. Well. Maybe that's like the highlight,
well,
too.
Wang Li has a lot of fan followings, please.
Yeah, give him some credit. Yeah. You know?
I know nothing about the guy. That's why I'm asking you.
So basically, he cooperated with Le TV to sell tickets online for 30 yuan to watch the live streaming of his concert. And it's attracted 75,000 online viewers as well. So I think that's pretty promising for both the record companies and the organizers of concerts and also these online platforms that provide the viewing, because this is sounds like maybe the dawn of a new business model, as you know, concerts can make more money, can be made more money out of it, although it is already probably the most lucrative part of any singer at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's been a huge struggle for the music industry in China to really figure out a way to create popular music that actually makes money. And the best way to do it, in China, at least, has been to have concerts and to sell merchandise at these concerts. And it's a bit of a reverse in some senses to what we see in Western markets, where for record companies, it's the record sales that are actually the highest, the way that they make most of their income, whereas for the bands, it's the concerts and the merchandise. But here in China, it's pretty much only the concerts and merchandise how musicians and their record labels make money. And so I think really what we're seeing is just something just very, very smart, because number one, for example, you know, it's not uncommon for a performer to have a live show and then some months down the road, a year later, release a DVD, right? But DVDs are very piratable. Live shows broadcast only at that time for people to watch. It's really, really smart because, you know, I don't have enough money to go to the concert. It's too expensive, or all the tickets are sold out, or it's in Shanghai. I'm in Anhui. I can't go all that way, but I can pay 30 renminbi to watch it online. That's
exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. But as a concert goer myself, I would still want to stress the fact that I don't think live concerts can be replaced. I still think that live concerts are probably...
Who's saying they can be replaced?
No. I mean, like, some people are debating whether the online viewing is going to be, you know, the future, that having a concert is probably not really that great an idea to get money. And this, because anyway,
but
let's
you
not
still have to have a concert to have an online concert, right?
Yeah, but you can have a very small one and not really have the gigantic concerts that we sometimes see nowadays, because, well, it certainly sells more tickets but costs more to produce one. Anyway, so I just want to
both seem okay to me.
I think,
sorry, I keep interrupting.
Yeah, you do. And I don't know why I always engage with conversation with you like this.
This is why we can never dance together, because we'll be stepping on each other's toes.
Yes.
And I'm a little taller,
You're taller than me,
you know?
I can wear platforms.
Okay. So basically, I think for a live concert, the atmosphere is great. The social event factor cannot be replaced. And I just think for, you know, a major concert produced by someone like Xiao Jingteng, or, you know, the Stones, or, you know, someone who's a really good singer or a band, and then you just feel that the congregation seem to be producing a sense of belonging to each other, and that you are here for the same people and you're seeing the same smash hits, and that kind of feeling cannot be reproduced anywhere else.
Yeah, no, I think it's silly to think that online is somehow going to replace everything offline. Certainly it has been true for some things, especially goods and services, or some types of goods and services. But what we're seeing more and more is software as a service, or online as a service. And so rather than replacing it, and, you know, we could debate all day about whether it's going to happen or not. I don't think it is, because really what we're seeing is online and offline, the edges, the barrier, the boundary between the two are blurring to such a large extent. And that has everything to do with the mobile internet, because I can access the internet pretty much wherever, whenever I want. I don't have to go home and wait 5 minutes to connect to the internet. Really what we're seeing is, you know, a fusion, a symbiosis, I would say, between offline and online. And business models are going to change. Products are going to change. But to say that something is necessarily going to replace something, I mean, again, what I was saying before, I mean, you cannot have an online concert without a concert.
So. Yeah, exactly. And I think right now everybody is realizing the potential of, you know, the blurring and the merging of online and offline. Therefore, we have the word O2O. And if good products can be provided online, then people are going to spend money on it.
But yeah, O2O is just another buzzword, kind of like the cloud.